WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel, spinning faster than you can keep up? You know that feeling when stress just kind of seeps into every corner of your life? Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a way out. And it's not about finding some magical mindfulness app or a retreat in the Himalayas, although those sound pretty nice. The answer might be closer than you think, right outside your door, waiting for you to embrace it. Today, we're talking about finding inner peace through nature and the outdoors with resilience. See, the Stoics were onto something big when they emphasized living in harmony with nature. They understood that by connecting with the natural world, we can find a sense of calm and perspective amidst the chaos of modern life. So how do we actually tap into this? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, take a deep breath. Literally. When was the last time you just stopped and inhaled the fresh air? Nature has this incredible way of grounding us, reminding us that there's something bigger than our daily worries. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Next time you feel overwhelmed, step outside, take a few deep breaths, and let the sounds and sights of nature wash over you. Second, move your body. Think about it, when was the last time you went for a hike, a bike ride, or even just a walk in the park? Moving through nature isn't just good exercise, it's like meditation in motion. It helps clear your head, release stress, and connect you to the world around you. Thus, who doesn't love feeling that sense of accomplishment after conquering a challenging trail? Third, let go of control. We live in a culture obsessed with multitasking, achieving, and controlling every aspect of our lives. But nature is a constant reminder that things are constantly changing, and sometimes the best thing we can do is simply let go. Soaking up the sun, watching the clouds drift by, these moments are about acceptance, not striving. Fourth, find inspiration in simplicity. Nature is full of beautiful, simple things, a spider web glistening with dew, the vibrant colors of a sunset, the gentle rustling of leaves. These moments remind us that true beauty lies in the everyday, not in chasing after fleeting pleasures. And finally, build resilience through exposure to challenges. Nature throws curveballs at us, storms, unexpected detours, unpredictable weather. But these challenges build our resilience and teach us to adapt and overcome. Think of a time when you faced a challenge outdoors. Maybe you got lost on a hike or had to deal with unexpected rain. How did you handle it? What did you learn from the experience? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're hiking through a forest, surrounded by towering trees and the scent of pine needles filling your lungs. You reach a point where the trail forks, one path leads uphill, the other winds its way down into a shaded valley. The easy route is clear, but you feel drawn to the steep climb. You know it will be challenging, but something inside you whispers that this is the path worth taking. You take a deep breath, remember all those Stoic principles we talked about, and decide to embrace the challenge. You begin to climb, pushing yourself further than you thought possible. And as you reach the summit, your heart swells with pride and accomplishment. The view from the top is breathtaking, a vast panorama of rolling hills and shimmering valleys stretching before you. This, my friends, is what it's all about. Finding that inner peace through embracing challenges, connecting with nature, and remembering that sometimes the most rewarding paths are the ones less traveled. So, remember, finding inner peace isn't about achieving some mythical state of bliss. It's about cultivating a mindset of resilience, acceptance, and gratitude. Take those 5 key takeaways, put them into practice, and start feeling the difference. Want to share your own nature-inspired stories? Find me on Instagram at mindtrainingpodcast. Let's keep this conversation going. And until tomorrow, remember, stay strong, stay resilient, and always embrace the journey. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.